Hey y'all, welcome to Chatting with Coach Amy, an encouraging podcast for your journey. Hey y'all, welcome back. We are at, where are we?
South Haven.
We're in South Haven, Mississippi. I was like, what town are we in?
I know, I was like, wait, you can't say that live. We don't want people to know where we are, but
it don't matter. It's not. So I'm here with Coach JJ, my BFF. We are on a trek north to Nashville to enjoy the THM Coaches Retreat 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And today on this episode of Chatting with Coach Amy, we're going to discuss how we menu, meal plan, whatever, however you want to call that. So do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Sure, you can go first.
I'll go first because she's ordering something over here.
Trying to order business cards.
She's ordering business cards. Okay. So when I became a mama, because I don't think I did this when Wes and I were first married. I might have. It was too long ago. We will be celebrating 21 years this summer, which is nuts, however.
Yeah.
It is true. But I began writing out kind of what we would have for dinners, you know, just kind of random, couple of ideas. And then, of course, I would go to the grocery store for the ingredients for that meal, those meals. And that kind of just carried through as we began growing our family and that kind of thing. And then THM came into my life, thanks to JJ. And I tried to get a little more organized. And so what I do simply is I choose one cookbook per week because I don't like, I keep my cookbook on a little cookbook stand on my counter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just like to use one at a time. Or you're just going to be back and forth with your cookbooks. It's just stressful to me. So anyway, I choose one cookbook, and then I go to the breakfast. And I choose one S and one E breakfast recipe that I might like to have that week. I typically just have eggs, non-starchy, maybe a breakfast meat for S, or for E, PPP, or like toast with some egg whites or fat-free Greek yogurt. That's typically what I would do. So am I going to make these S&E recipes that I write on my menu?
Not always.
Not always. Probably not really. And since I became a coach, my clients can vote on what I'm going to do in my live kitchen demo for group coaching. So sometimes if they don't ask me to do that, I'm probably not going to make them. But sometimes I do. I get a wild hair and get in there. Or I ask my teenage daughter to do it. One of them. What?
No, I'm listening. Oh, okay. I'm good.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I'm trying to work through these thoughts here because we keep forgetting that we needed to record this tonight. And but here we are. Okay, so the breakfast. And I do the same thing with lunch. I do love a single serve out of the cookbooks. Mm-hmm. All three of them. THC, THT, THF. I love the single serve meals. So if you are a stay-at-home mom or if you are, you know, just you and your man and he doesn't necessarily follow THM. There are so many single serve recipes out there, and you can easily double them, triple them, or make them for your whole family. And so I love to use those for my lunch ideas. S or E, I pick those. A lot of times I'm just having leftovers. And you know, sometimes I also just do like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with Catch Canada's peanut butter, or you know, like Safe Catch tuna with Laughing Cow on the thin stackers, little rice cake square things, which I brought some of that kind of stuff, just in case I needed it for this trip, by the way. Okay, so I have enough for you, too. I brought double.
Good.
You're welcome.
Good, because I didn't think we were packing, and I didn't pack a lot.
Well, it's just like, that's what I go to. I always pack that kind of stuff.
I know.
Like, just in case. And we may not use it, and that'll be fine.
That's fine, too.
So anyway, then we're going to come to suppers. That's why I call dinner is supper. Here, we grew up that dinner was lunch. Do y'all do that? And like, I think we've talked about this with somebody else before. Dinner to me is a nice restaurant. Like we had dinner tonight.
We had dinner.
And but my grandparents call lunch dinner.
No,
they do.
That's lunch.
And my daddy.
But at home it's supper. Nighttime is supper.
Oh, definitely say supper at my house.
Yeah.
What are we having for supper?
But we went out to dinner.
We did go out to dinner. But we definitely have just breakfast in the morning.
Yes, just breakfast and lunch.
Oh, my stars. It's so funny how you do things different. Anyway, so I try to choose 2S, 2E suppers. And then I also go a little further, make sure I have at least one crock pot meal, one oven meal, and two skillets because they're fast.
Mm.
And then I try to make sure that I have two ground meat type recipes and two chicken type recipes.
Okay.
So that I'm varying my protein. Another thing that I watch, because I'm a little extra, are the carb sources that I'm going to have that week. And I think varying your carb source is very important. So if I'm going to have bread, like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on my menu, I'm probably not going to have something like, if I did Rashida's bread pudding for breakfast, which is amazing, by the way, holy smokes, so good, then I'm not going to have that in my lunch menu for bread. I'm just not. So I'm going to make sure I have like quinoa and beans on one little recipe idea, maybe sweet potatoes on the next one. So I do try to vary that. That might sound like super difficult, but it's ensuring that I'm getting all the things. So that's how I do it. So then once I get all those recipes down, and I do snacks too, S-E fuel pull, I don't always stick to that because typically I'm just going to have a collagen coffee because it's easy and fast and I can make it in my office and I don't have to leave and disturb what my family's doing. Because once they see me, oh, it's all over, which is wonderful, except for when you're working and have to go back in the office, it's hard to tell them bye again. So anyway, I just make that in my office and it's fabulous. So whenever I get through writing that out, okay, I open up my cookbook and I go to that recipe and I make sure that I have all the ingredients. Half the time I'm hollering at one of my kids, hey, do we have the dairy-free heavy whipping cream still? Do we need to buy more frozen strawberries? So that's what the grocery making list looks like. And then I just, I have it organized on my grocery list. I have, let me think it through. I do a column for dairy, then meat, then the middle, then I do frozen and produce and bread. Those are my columns. And I just go through each recipe and fill in. And then when I go to the grocery store, they're pretty much in order of how the store works. Mm-hmm. That's how it's done, girls. And Woo! Then I go live in my car in the parking lot and show everybody what I bought. Not every time.
We should have gone live after Whole Foods.
We should have. What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
We really only got like 6 things.
But still, it would have been fun.
We might go live in a minute because we have it all right here.
We could.
Maybe y'all will have already seen that. How magical. How magical is
that?
The
magic of the interwebs.
I feel like I just told all y'all that in like 5 minutes. Okay, well, I'm sure we'll have plenty of conversation because we have been talking for 5 hours. All right, so tell me what you do. She is not like me at all. This is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. What is it? Is that what it is?
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Except Hyde. We're not evil.
Yeah, I think that's right. I don't know how to say it a couple times. Okay, so for me, I am bad about not following a menu. I'm more of a fly by the seat of my pants, but I am blessed to have a fully stocked freezer thanks to my man and his hunting ways. And I'm getting a whole hog soon. So we have all the local raised good pork. But I typically don't even have to worry about meat because of that. And I know that's not everybody's situation.
Yeah, I don't buy ground meat or stuff like that because we have deer.
Right. So I don't really have to think about that. So a lot of times I just buy the same thing almost every single week.
Yep.
Like I make sure I've got, you know, good produce.
Mm-hmm.
And if different things are in season, I might switch it up a little bit, but I just keep it simple. And I buy bananas and organic strawberries and blueberries and peppers. Got to have my peppers.
Yes.
And salad fixings every week. It's just what we do. I keep brown rice in stock. I keep cans of tuna in stock. And so then I just randomly pull recipes out of the cookbook. So I do make a menu because I kind of have to. But I learned that from you. Like, I hate doing menus. I hate it with a passion.
But it's so helpful.
It really is. Because I keep my pantry and my refrigerator stocked, even though I don't like using the menu, if I get into a moment of like, oh, I don't know what to do, I can just remind myself, like, I can look at the menu and be like, oh, yeah, I do have all that. Mm-hmm. And then the thought process is gone.
Oh, yes.
Like, I don't have to think through what's for dinner. So while I don't follow my menu to a T, because of the way I stock my kitchen, I can make most of the recipes
right.
work.
So let me go back to I have my menu, I have my cookbook, I'm making my grocery list. Half the time, it's barely got anything on it because I already have it all.
Right.
So what I'm adding to is the nut milk, the cheese,
right.
the lunch meat, the bread,
the
veggies.
The things you've used
the
up, the seasoning.
All the mm-hmm. produce, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need more chicken broth or something? You know,
right.
that kind of stuff.
And that's what I do a lot of times, too. So I don't really make a list quite like Coach Amy does.
But I am feeding a ton of people.
She is. She's feeding at least 7, where I'm feeding 1 to 3, dependent on my husband and my son's schedule. So it's a lot easier to fly by the seat of your pants when you're doing that.
Right.
So, but I just keep it simple, but keeping stocked. I mean, other than produce, you know, you can pretty much keep things because you can freeze egg whites.
Yeah.
You can freeze milk products. You can freeze so much. Mm-hmm. I don't particularly care to.
Yeah.
But you can.
You can. I really love the idea of frozen veggies because they don't go bad.
Mm-hmm. And they're picked at the right time.
That's right.
They're picked at the right time, so they're going to be your best nutrition value.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So just keep it simple and keep it stocked. Don't recreate it. And then there are so many people who, you know, there are bloggers who love to just give you all the stuff.
Yes. I had Darcy on the podcast a while back. She's so precious. She has got menus for days that are free.
I know. I think, is it 4 years of menus she has?
I don't know. It's an awful lot.
It's a lot. But, I mean, for somebody who's just getting into this and they don't want to do the work, that's an easy way to do it. Or if you have a coach.
If you have a coach, we write menus.
Yeah.
I write a brand new menu every week. Sure do.
There you go.
Sure do.
There you go. But it doesn't have to be that difficult. Like, sometimes I, even though I know your process and I know it's not that hard, it seems like, oh, I can't do that. But most of you are doing it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not thinking through, oh, well, let me just grab a recipe or two out of the THM cookbook and then I'm done.
That's right.
Like, you're...
You don't have to have seven suppers.
Oh, that's the
like three
thing.
Or four.
Yeah, I only put three snacks on my list.
Yeah.
And then I put typically two breakfasts because I'm a creature of habit. because I'm almost always going to have either eggs and bacon or sweatpants oatmeal. So sometimes I'll throw two different breakfast on there.
Mm-hmm.
But then lunch, I usually put two ideas on there because I'm going to eat leftovers.
Yeah.
So then if I just do three suppers, for me, because I don't have as many people, leftovers are king.
So do you freeze leftovers that you're tired of eating?
Yes, I can. Deconstructed stuffed peppers and lentil soup are my two favorites to find in my freezer.
It blows my mind that you liked lentil soup. Like, really?
It's my favorite.
Really?
It's one of my favorites.
This chick and her textures... Lentil soup would be the last thing I would choose for you to be one of your recipes.
I do. I love it. And my family doesn't love it. So here's the way it works in JJ's house. I'm not a short order cook. Never Amen. Have been. Never will be.
Amen.
So while my family doesn't love it, they will eat it. So I make a big old batch. And I know that everybody's going to get one serving. And then I get individual portions to last me quite a while leftovers.
What do you put them in?
So... For lentil soup, I prefer Ziploc freezer bags.
Oh, do you use the cute little green stand that you gave me one of?
I do.
Y'all, it's the cutest thing. It's on my Amazon storefront. Go get you one. It is so exciting.
It's so fun that the littlest things make her happy.
It really is. I am very easy to please and entertain. Very easy.
But yeah, so I like those because they don't take up much room because you can flatten them and then they thaw so easily and quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that is almost always, and if I see I'm low, they know that, yep, lentil soup's coming back on the menu. And my family is great. They all have told me it's not their favorite, but they will eat it once. First off, because they don't want to cook and they know
I'm going to say, well, they sure can go make them a sandwich.
Yeah. So my husband, I mean, he'll let me know when it's not a favorite recipe, so I don't just think, oh, he loves this and do it all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah. Frozen and deconstructed stuffed peppers is another one. That one I have some little compartmentalized plasticware. I want to get all glass, but I haven't converted everything. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
I've got a good amount of Pyrex, but I need more. But I usually just put those over in there. Mm-hmm. And then I pop them off of that plastic and put them on my stoneware and heat them up in my toaster oven.
Hmm.
Not going to microwave it in the plastic.
Right. No. I try not to do that either.
Yeah.
I usually do either like ceramic or glass if I'm going to use the microwave.
Right. Me too.
But I do. Do you warm up? Do you have an air fryer?
I do.
Did I give you mine? Oh, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. I gave her mine.
Yes, bless. I have Amy's hand-me-down.
Bless it. Hey, that's all right. I love a hand-me-down.
It's the best.
I'll take all the hand-me-downs. I love to reheat things in the air fryer. And funny story.
Okay.
I never thought about doing that until I was at the Trim Healthy Mama Cafe last year. And they reheat everything for you in an air fryer.
Oh.
And I was like, that's brilliant. I'm an idiot. Why haven't I thought of that?
Yeah.
So I've been doing that for about a year. I reheat things in the air fryer. It's great.
I had some leftovers. They were off-plan leftovers, so we won't name them. But okay. They were for my husband. They weren't mine. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I was going to put it in the air fryer so they're not, like, moist and slimy from mm-hmm. the microwave. And mm-hmm. he went, oh, how long is that going to take? I went, not long.
Yeah.
He was blown away.
I have a reheat button on my air fryer. I have a Pampered Chef air fryer, and there is a reheat button. I don't think yours does.
I was like, do Precious. I have a reheat button?
Precious, no. I think yours is like super basic.
I just hit play, and it's like 400 degrees for 15 minutes.
Isn't that funny? It's a play button.
It's a play button.
That cracks me up.
Yeah.
I miss that little air fryer a little bit.
It's been really good. I've really enjoyed having it. But yeah, I heated up his leftovers, and he was pretty amazed. He was like, wow, that was worth the little bit of extra time it took.
Hmm.
I know all the things if he would just listen to me.
I know. Bless him. I feel you. Okay. We have a lot more time. Let's talk, since we're talking groceries.
Okay.
Let's talk grocery stores for a minute. We talked about that, I think, in some Tipsmas podcast, and I know on the Beach podcast, we all went around and said our favorite store.
Yes.
So, let's talk. What's okay. your favorite grocery stores to do?
So, my favorite grocery store to do, like, fun, is Whole Foods.
Right.
But we don't have one close, as you know.
I do know.
We have it's to drive so an hour and a half.
So sad.
We are literally an hour and a half centered between three.
Well, there's only, well, Whole Foods?
Uh-huh. Jackson, okay. Baton Rouge.
Oh, Baton Rouge.
And Mandeville.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
Baton Rouge scares me. No offense if you're there and love your town. It just is too much for me.
Yeah.
It's just too much for me.
So, it's really a special trip, but I do enjoy it because they have more unique items.
They do.
But do not think just because it says Whole Foods that it's all non-toxic and perfect. It's not.
Or on plan.
Right. Or on plan. Yeah. But I do find some fun options.
Yeah. I had fun today.
Fun grocery store.
Yes.
But my favorite grocery store to shop at, like, routinely was Kroger.
I know. Amen. I second
and
that.
Ours closed.
It did. And so the next one that's closest to us is right down the road from the Whole Foods that we'd have to go to in Jackson. That big old Mama Jamma Kroger.
Yep. The next Kroger is.
It's huge, enormous.
Yeah. So we are really slim on options, but
we're getting an Aldi.
Whoop, whoop.
And we just went to our first Aldi ever.
Ever.
It was so fun.
Because we're not at home and we have options.
And we actually walked to it from our hotel.
We did.
I was like, there's an Aldi right by our hotel. How awesome. I will say, and I know you kind of said this in the store, I was a little underwhelmed.
A little bit.
Like, I think it'll be nice to have, and it'll be fun and exciting, but at the same time, I kind of prefer a one-stop shop.
I need a one-stop shop.
I don't have time for all that.
So, we're also getting another grocery store.
We are. What's it
we're
called?
Getting Corner Market.
Yes.
And so, there's a really good one on the Oak Grove side of Hattiesburg.
Yep, I went to that one. You sent me there.
You're welcome. But I don't know if ours is going to be like that or some of the other ones I've seen.
Right.
So we'll just have to wait and see. And then we have the Macomb Market. Let's not knock them.
Right.
We do have Macomb Market, and they're getting better.
That's where I get all my Ezekiel things.
Yeah.
And they have some Zevias.
Mm-hmm.
And they had dairy-free stuff that I got, but they haven't been having it lately.
So they do. We are blessed that one of our friends is a Trim Healthy Mama, and she works there.
Shout out to Amanda.
Whoop, whoop. And so we are blessed with her because she will post when they're, you know, like, hey, girls, did y'all see this? This is there.
Yeah, and they got nut pods for us, and they had some Lily's chocolate back in the while.
And, yes. And yeah. they're really, their specialty items are pricey, but that's what you expect when you're, you know, in a smaller town, and they don't have the volume, but mm-hmm. I'm just so thankful that we even have the option to get some
hey,
of it.
Hey, they also have a huge selection of the Polander jelly.
Which I cannot have.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. It's not all about you, JJ.
Just had to let it be known. I can't have the Polanders. Y'all enjoy it.
She is extremely allergic to pineapple, and that's what they use for sweetener, I guess?
Probably for preservative.
Preservative. Mm-hmm. There we go. Whatever. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, maybe for sweetener. I don't know. But I can't have it. But that's
well,
okay.
Well, we enjoy it at the Gaskins house.
Yeah.
So what are some of your staples that you buy at your grocery store? Like, what do you buy every single week?
Every single week. Well, I buy Mr. Red some milk because the man will not give up his milk. Mm-hmm. So I buy him some milk. And then
Do you get Fairlife or do you get, like, regular old
plant milk? Well, because it's just for him. And I'm not buying it for 5 million people. I buy the grass-fed organic half-gallon milk.
Nice.
It's a little bougie, but it makes me feel better about the fact that he's drinking milk. Yeah. Because it's all ultra-processed and, you know, ultra-pasteurized. But anyway, so I buy that, and I'll usually buy 2 good yogurt, my watermelon buys.
Gross.
Gotta have them. I keep a really nice stash of different kinds of nuts. I love raw cashews.
Oh, yes.
Raw almonds. I will get the lightly salted pistachios. Mm-hmm. And because I'm extra, I buy the unshelled one. Like, they're already deshelled.
Yeah.
Unshelled, whatever.
Shelled.
Shelled. Something.
Shelled.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. That one. And I keep those in stock. Let me think. Peppers, of course.
Yes. Berries.
Berries every week. Berries, berries, berries.
What do you do about bread?
So I go through bread very rarely. I try to keep sprouted bread in the freezer, but I store mine in the freezer because I don't go through it very fast.
Right.
Mr. Red likes to
It's weird that you're calling him Mr.
Processed.
Red.
Well, yeah. You know,
he's Uncle Red at my house.
He is Uncle Red at your house. So, whoever he is to you, he's my Red. That's all that matters.
That's right.
He's not on plan on his bread. Like, anything I cook for him, he will eat.
That's right.
But he likes his Jif peanut butter, his milk, and his bread. And after almost 26 years together, we just are okay with that.
That's right. I think that's why.
He's so much healthier in all the other ways that I'm not going to fight about that. plus, those things don't tempt me. Now, if Jif peanut butter was my really hard point to get over, we would have to have some discussions about this in the house.
Right.
But that does not tempt me in the least. So I'm okay having that in the house. But, I keep his few things, but I have been blessed that they're not my temptations.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, bananas, cuties.
Yeah. Y'all know I buy all that mess. Mm-hmm. I buy every... If it's in that produce section, I probably buy it once a week.
I know. I'm like,
and sometimes I can name twice all the produce. Sometimes
coleslaw mix, the bagged coleslaw. I use it all the time. That's one of my favorites.
I couldn't say that I do that.
Oh, saute it and put it under your eggs. Oh, well, you don't like a y'all. She doesn't like a runny yolk.
I just don't.
Oh, it's so good. Saute up that cabbage and some coconut oil and fry an egg and put it on top.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's okay, though. More for you. More for you, me. Friend. So, where do you get your eggs?
Sometimes I get them from Walmart. Sometimes I get them from my sister-in-law. It just depends.
Do you get them from your friend? I didn't want to say her name.
Oh.
That's a pretty.
Yeah. So, right now, she's been having mostly duck eggs, and I can't do that.
Oh, I need to try some.
Oh, she probably could let you. I'll hook you up.
Okay. I just need a couple. I just want to try them. How interesting. Let us know. Do you eat duck eggs? Love to hear from you. Have you ever had a goose egg? Aren't those huge enormous? I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm just good with my chickens. So I used to.
What's the difference between a chicken and a duck or a goose?
I don't know. It's just a mental thing.
Have you ever had a quail egg? That's like a thing. Like,
They're tiny.
Yeah, but they like pickle them or something. I don't know. That gross. Anything pickled, no thanks.
Mr. Uncle My Red, whatever he is. he loves those. I do not. I'm not touching them.
I can't say that I've tried those before. Look at that bathtub. We have HGTV going, and this bathroom is legit.
That's bougie.
Very. It's got gold piping and yes. Okay, sorry, we digressed. That is amazing. I wish y'all could see it.
Yeah.
They're in Chicago. It's Windy City Rehab. I've never seen this before. Y'all have.
Spiral staircase that I would kill myself going up and down.
Wrought iron. Yeah, that's not safe. Okay, so things that I buy every week. Y'all have probably seen all that, but for sure we get nut milk. And right now, we're buying almond, cashew, and coconut.
What?
We do, because the boys love the almond, I love cashew, and Wes loves coconut. So that's what we get.
Okay.
We do. I buy dairy-free heavy whipping cream because it rocks my world, and I can have it in a lot of things, and my tummy doesn't get all bloated and horrible feeling. I try to get on plan bread, whatever I can, because Wes is on plan now, and he enjoys having that. So I try to provide for him and have all the things. So if it's, and even if it's Pepperidge Farm, Pepperidge Farm just isn't my favorite. Mm-mm. I don't really like the ingredients for me. I'm very sensitive to all that stuff. He does fine with it, so we're good. What else do I get every week for sure? I'm trying to go through. Oh, Vitamin Water Zero.
Oh, yeah.
And sparkling water, because my girls, I have three teenage girls, and they love sparkling water. So I just get all kinds of, we're really not particular. We like them all. So we're, it's kind of, you know, whatever flavor for the, we have a flavor of the week. And then we definitely get Vitamin Water Zero. As much as they have, I probably buy them all because we have so many, and the boys are playing ball and doing, and so they need to rehydrate themselves. And then I'm serious when I said all the produce. Yeah. I mean, peppers, because I just eat those. Baby carrots, baby cucumbers, English cucumbers, grapes, apples, cuties, bananas, potatoes, onions, all asparagus, spinach, salad.
Yes.
Little Roma tomatoes, mangoes. Yes. Please, Lord, get us some good mangoes. All the things. I get that every week. And sometimes, and berries, of course, duh. I have berries with like every meal almost. And sometimes Wes will go back to the grocery store and get more produce. And that's about all we have to get. My boys have a sandwich with like ham and sliced cheese every day. It's what they take, and they love it, and they eat it, and it's great. Or we'll do a little wrap for them, kind of the same idea, but just not a little different. And so we buy that all the time for them. So that's about it, I would think. Definitely get a bunch of Two Good yogurt, because all seven of us eat it.
Yeah.
And the Nutrail keto granola that I know you don't like, but we love it. And I was so excited to find those big, huge bags at Sam's. It was cinnamon something other. Cinnamon pecan. So good. So good.
Mm-mm. Just let me make crunchy granola and I'm happy. I almost brought
crunchy
some.
Crunchy granola hurts my stomach. I don't know if it's the whole oats. I'll have to try it again, but it did. It hurt. I'm sensitive. I told you I got problems. I know. I got all the problems.
I know. You are sensitive to a lot. But what's interesting, so I don't know if anybody else will think this when they hear, you know, oh, she's so sensitive to a lot. But, you know, you used to say that to me about lilies. And you're like, well, I'm glad you can enjoy it. I can't. The cleaner I eat, for the longer I eat clean, the less I can tolerate things with those questionable ingredients.
Yeah.
So you've just been doing it longer.
Yeah, I just think like oats and gluki and baobab and even like Brussels sprouts and raw cabbage, no.
That's why you don't do the coleslaw mix.
Now,
I add it to everything.
Wes cooked up, he did cabbage steaks.
Yes.
So soft. Oh, my golly, so good. I did not have a problem at all. So maybe there is hope.
Maybe.
There could be hope for me yet.
Maybe. And maybe it just needs to be cooked. And
yeah,
So you can't enjoy the, I always say the name wrong, but the apple tuna crunch salad.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Oh, I've done it. I love that one.
I've had it once and I was in pain. I had to take digestive enzymes like for hours.
I love that salad. Yes. It's so good.
Mm-mm. No, that's too much for my belly. No. Wow. All right. Well, that's good. Do you remember when I first started coaching? We're going to go back to the menu thing because I was just thinking about that. Do you remember when I had a grid and it was like, Monday, you shall have this for breakfast?
Yes. Yes. And that's, it stressed me out.
Well, apparently it stressed me out too, because one day I realized I don't follow this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not real life. And then I had a little prayer time and then I realized how I needed to write it. And that's how I'm doing it now. And then I started adding blanks for people to write in what they kind of want to try or do. So anyway, that's what I do now.
Yeah, you've taught me well. Huh. Because that menu planning really should, I never looked
well,
at
that
it.
Well, that is how the THM template is, or the THM menu template. So I was just like working through. But that's the beauty of coaching.
Yes.
You can change things to work for what works for you to share with your clients. And, you know, for me coaching, and I'm sure you have run into this as well, everybody is not going to like everything that I do.
No.
Because people all the time, you never talk about protein bites. I don't eat those. They gross me out.
Mm-mm.
Any of them. Mrs. Crittles has a great recipe that a lot of my clients do. They're just not my favorite. I would rather eat real, like a protein, like a yogurt, or have a kefir smoothie, or have collagen in my coffee than have a protein bite. Mm-hmm. Just personal. I'd rather have a cookie
yeah.
and a collagen coffee
than a protein bite. I rarely have shakes on my menu because right. I just don't really
do shakes. Meat sticks. I just don't like them.
Haven't found one I like yet.
Me neither. So anyway, that's just interesting thought to me. And, you know, that's the same thing to go with the menu planning. We do it different ways, but we still get it done.
That's right.
But if you are struggling every evening to know what you're doing, maybe need to change and write down some ideas and be prepared, yeah. and then you won't struggle.
Like, and you don't have to start with, oh, I got to do a whole meal a whole week.
Just do two.
Pick out two or three that yeah. you know you can do that week, and mm-hmm. then that'll make those nights easier.
That's right. Yeah. We would love to hear from you if you put this into practice, okay? We really would. Mm-hmm. Anything else, JJ?
No, I think we covered it all. I'll be excited to see what our new grocery situation is coming to town.
It'll be interesting. I mourned the loss of Kroger.
Yeah.
It was very sad for me.
I went on the last...
How many times did we go for the sale? I went like four or five times.
I went multiples, and I know I was there the last day they were open, and it was... So I can remember...
So it was like kind of creepy because it was so empty?
It was really empty, and so I'm a little bit older than you.
Just a little.
Just a little.
How much?
Well, I'm 44.
Okay, I'm 40.
Okay. I'm like, well, I don't remember. Where are we at? But I can remember my mom, we would go grocery shopping there at the Kroger, at the same exact
really?
Kroger. Yes. And the magazine aisle used to be where, now I think it's like picnic goods, like charcoal
uh-huh,
and stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's where it used to be.
Uh-huh. More in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when I was old enough to be left at the magazine rack to look at the magazines while my mom grocery shopped.
Wow.
And it was a big
deal. I would never let any of my children do that.
Well, not now, but this was back in the early 80s.
I know, but I'm just... Your mama did a lot of questionable things.
But my mama was probably happy to have a minute of peace with four children.
I agree. Amen.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would never.
It's been there forever.
Crazy.
And so it was kind of sad. At first, I saw all these people posting and, you know, oh, I'm just so sad. And I teared up. I really did. I kind of teared up
yeah.
that last day because I'm like, this has really been here my entire life.
Right.
This exact same store. Right. In the same location with the same
parking lot.
And now
we're going to have a corner market. And apparently they repave in the parking lot, which is amazing because you can get, what is it called? Whiplash? You could literally get whiplash pushing yeah. your buggy and literally uphill, y'all. It's like up a hill.
So, do you remember back in the day, way, way back in the day, they had that exercise machine that you wrapped this belt around you and it like yes. vibrated you? That's what it felt like as you were trying to push your buggy through the parking lot.
We were talking about this. Oh my gosh. We were talking about this earlier and I said, and my poor babies that sat in that buggy just getting their little teeth chattering or whatever. Oh my goodness. And I would even have... Because I'd have Knox in the Tula,
uh-huh.
Camp in the little basket, little toddler basket, and the girls were with me. Because I used to take all five of them with me grocery shopping.
Yep.
I'm like, girls, everybody grab a piece of this handle, because we got to push this thing up this hill. Because I'd have groceries for seven people, five kids, a partridge, and a pear tree, and I can't get this buggy up the hill to my darn car. And I have to unload it two more times.
People are going to think I'm weird, but when I see this parking lot completely repaved, I'm going to take a selfie with it.
You totally should.
It's going to be kind of monumental for our town.
It is. It's going to be exciting. I can lay on it and do like a little angel thing. It'll
yeah.
be fun.
That is, honestly, for a while, I didn't shop at Kroger because of the parking lot. It just drove me insane.
I mean, that is a fair point.
It was bad.
Yeah. Gracious sakes. All right. I've said all I want to
say. I think we've gotten it all done.
I think so. I hope y'all enjoyed this. And it was kind of silly, but I think it was good.
Well, I mean, this is real life. I mean, this is what we do. I mean, we talk about, you know, what we find at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, when we find new things, we share it. I mean, this is just what we do.
It's what we do.
I mean,
and if you haven't seen the live that we might make in a few minutes, y'all need to go back and watch it. Who knows what's about to happen?
Who knows?
I think I'm going to eat this ice cream first.
Yeah, I think it's probably softened up enough.
And then we might go live. So just check it out, guys. Bye, y'all.
Tell bye. Bye.
Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app. And I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.